And good evening and welcome to Vandals Football here on WKRV as we get set to get this one started here tonight in just a couple of minutes as Vandals get set to take on the Gillespie Miners on this Saturday evening with a 6 o'clock start here tonight. So we do have some daylight, a little bit more than we would see for any 7 o'clock game during the season, as sunset is not until 6:45. So the Vandals come in at 4-0 on the season, Gillespie 1-3 on the year. And the Vandals, of course, one, they're the only undefeated team in the South Central Conference, and two, there are two teams with one loss, but the Vandals have already faced both of them. That is Pena and Carlinville. Greenville, of course, last night lost to Pena 47-7, so they're 3-2. Staunton is also 3-2. So those teams, but the two teams that are one game back of the Vandals have already played them, and they are their one loss. So the Vandals won the toss, but they deferred. The Vandals have won every toss but one so far this year. And, of course, they defer every time. So so they're kicking off all the time. Coach Clay and I talked about that last week on the show. There are some theories that say you ought to take it the first time. You know, if you're confident in this or that, you take it the first time, you score, you get momentum right then and there. But there's multiple sides to that argument, obviously. And the simplest and oldest argument always was if you're the dominant team, you feel like, hey, we'll let them have it first. We can stop them, and then we can score. And then you get it coming out at halftime, which is also a big advantage. So Cole Durbin has already had a big week. He's already got three goals on the soccer field, and he kicks it away, and Gillespie with the return. I'm not sure where Staunton came from, and it's back to about the 31-yard line. And that was Colin Griffin for Gillespie. So Gillespie gets it started. They will run kind of a wing T form offense, kind of like the Vandals used to run under Coach Stout, kind of the wing T, the two veers. The one dominant fullback most of the time, their quarterback, is Brody Shaw. He is a senior, left-handed quarterback. They do line up one receiver to the right. They are going right to left here in this opening quarter. Shaw looks to his wrist, and he has the wing T formation with that one receiver off to his right. Puts a man in motion left to right. He gives it to the fullback. And he gets it head to about the 35-yard line. That fullback is Dawson Morgan. And he will see a lot of carries tonight. Fullback in that wing offense sees a lot of carries. It's kind of option either to the left tackle, right through that area most of the time with that fullback. So he picks up about 3 yards on that carry for a second down and 7 ahead to their own 35. Shaw under center, wing T formation. This time he has one receiver slotted on each side. Puts the same man in motion left to right, gives it right back to the fullback, and he runs into a pile, picks up about a yard going forward. It has been Colin Griffith both times in motion left to right. And they have not given it to him either time. This time about a yard pickup, maybe two, third down and 5. Third down and 5 from their own 37-yard line from Gillespie. Just underway. The shadows are very, very long on Mark Greer Field as we have this 6 o'clock start here tonight. Fullback formation. This time everybody in pretty tight. Wing T formation behind the quarterback Shaw on a 3rd and 5. And they're going to get a false start. They had a man Lancaster start in motion. And then he kind of stopped, stutter step. And it'll push it to a 3rd down and 10 for Gillespie. All the way back at their own 32. 3rd down and 10 for the Gillespie Miners. Just underway in this one at Mark Greer Field here on this Saturday night. Vandals and the Gillespie Miners in week number 5 of the regular season. Gillespie will have one receiver slotted out on each side this time. One receiver each side. Shaw, the left-handed quarterback, under center. Wing T formation as well. He puts Griffith in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. And the Vandals had that read pretty well, and he's going to pick up absolutely nothing, and it'll be 4th down. Fourth down and 10 coming up for Gillespie. So they got Griffith. He's the left beer or left wing. They put him in motion left to right, pitch it to him. But the Vandals close that gap. The big thing with that is you got to be able to get around that corner to pick up some yardage, but there was nothing but Vandals there. So the Vandals, two men deep, back at their own 40, and Gillespie will punt it away. It is a high punt, fair catch called for by the Vandals at the 42-yard line. That is Jordan Colburn. So the Vandals will have pretty good field position for their first possession of the night. 9.5 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. No score so far. On a warm Saturday evening, temperatures climbed up to mid-80s this afternoon. Now, of course, this time of the year, with the sun going down early, temperatures will fall quickly. Three receivers will line up on the right for the Vandals. One receiver lines up on the left. That is Colburn, Casey, and McCarty to the right, Depew to the left. They will hand it off. That is Hinton, and he bounced off a couple of Gillespie Miners right out of the gate, maybe picked up a yard, second and nine. Second down and nine. Hinton actually was hit in the backfield and was able to make something out of it. Two receivers line up to the left. That is Connor Depew and Jordan Colburn on the far side of the field. Casey and McCarty on the near side. From the pistol formation is Quentin Stumbaugh. He takes a snap. He rolls to his right, looking downfield. He has a man, but he overthrows him and throws it out of bounds. The intended receiver was Andrew Casey on the near sideline. Third down and nine. Third and nine. Now, one thing about Q's throw was it was either Andrew makes a great catch or nobody catches it. Two receivers line up left, Colburn and Depew. To the right, it is Casey and McCarty. The backfield is Dylan Hinton with Quentin Stumbaugh on this third down and nine. Third down and nine from the Vandals from their own 43-yard line. Man in motion left to right is Colburn. They fake the handoff to him. Stumbaugh is going to keep it himself. He's got all the room in the world through the middle. To the 30, to the 25, and they drag him down at the 21. So a first down and more. Deep into Gillespie territory. The fake on the motion seemed to draw some attention from the Gillespie defense and open up a hole in the middle for Quentin Stumbaugh. Two receivers line up on the right, two receivers to the left this time. It is again Casey and McCarty to the right, and Depew and Jordan Colburn to the left from the pistol formation. Stumbaugh this time rolls left. Pass is into the hands of Connor Depew. He stays in bounds, runs to the corner of the end zone. He is in for the touchdown. It is a 21-yard touchdown reception. Stumbaugh to Depew, far side of the field. And the Vandals are on the board first. Stumbaugh found Depew, and then he just kind of stutter-stepped, waited. And that's the thing you see with him as a receiver is he's just getting smarter and smarter. And kind of waited on things to clear out, and he has the touchdown at the 8:22 mark here in the first quarter. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners 7-0 with 8:22 remaining in this first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRB.
The FNB Community Bank is offering short-term CD specials, 4.16% APY on 91-day CDs, 4.03% APY on 7-month CDs, 3.97% APY on 9-month CDs, 3.87 APY on 14-month CDs, and 3.72% APY on 20-month CDs. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on CD specials. For more information, please visit www.thefnb.com or call them at 618-283-1141. The FNB Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. Member FDIC.
So the Vandals on the board first with the touchdown. They lead 7-0, 8:22 remaining in this opening quarter. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. And we'll get to that more in just a moment. Kickoff, and Durbin's going to put this one into the end zone for a touchback. So a nice kick from Cole Durbin. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, they've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Touchdowns also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 325 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Gillespie will have it at their own 20-yard line. 2 start off their second drive of the night. Vandals with a 7-0 lead. Under center is Shaw, the wing T formation, one receiver to his right. Man in motion. Instead, they give it to the big fullback, and the Vandals bring him down for a loss of a yard. So Dawson Morgan, their fullback, brought down in the backfield. And it'll be second down at about 11. Second down at about 11 for the Gillespie Miners. Second down and 11. Man in motion. Now he stops. Now they pitch it. And this man is in trouble. The Vandals are going to bring him down for a loss and push him back. That is Connor DePew came up on that play. I see Forbes in on that as well. That was Dawson Lancaster got that pitch. And you could just see he had absolutely no angle whatsoever. And the Vandals bring him down for a loss of about 5 yards. It's 3rd and 17. 3rd and 17, back to the 13. 7 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. In this first quarter, the Vandals lead it 7-0. Gillespie will slot 2 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left. And 2 men in the backfield this time for Shaw, the quarterback. He fakes the handoff, rolls right, now looking for room through the middle of the field, and he'll be brought down at about the 19-yard line. Bryce Hartley been on that tackle. And also Colt Yarborough in on that tackle for the Vandals. So to bring up a 4th down and 11, so they did pick up some nice yardage on that run on the quarterback option. But 4th down and 11 from their own 19 for Gillespie. 6 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Snap is a bad one. The punter just has to get a kick away. It's caught by Connor DePew, but then he loses it. Then he lost it. Oh, he did come up with it. It popped out of his hands. He went down to catch it. He kind of came up short on it. But then when he went down to catch it, had to kneel really low, and it popped out of his hands. Gillespie had a man right there that kind of dove for it. Connor came out of the pile with the football. So the Vandals will have very good field position at the Gillespie 40 to start off this drive. 3 receivers line up left. DePew, Casey, and Colburn. And 1 man to the right, that is McCarty for the Vandals, who start off at the Gillespie 40. Quentin Stumbaugh from the pistol. With Hinton in the backfield, takes the snap, drops straight back. Kind of a screen pass, gets it off to Connor DePew. Connor stutter steps, finds some room to the 30, to the 25, cuts back, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. First play from scrimmage, 40 yards. Stumbaugh to DePew, and the Vandals lead 13-0, pending the extra point. But there is a flag down away from the play, so take the touchdown off the board. It'll be a hold, I'm sure. It'll either be a block to the back or a hold, and that'll bring the touchdown back. It is a hold, and that'll bring it back, and the Vandals will have it. It'll be about the 33s where it's at on the opposite side of the field. And I don't want to belabor this point too much, but officials made a big deal out of the fact that they were not going to emphasize away-from-the-ball penalties. Well, where that flag was thrown was miles away from the play. And behind it, even. So but well aware from the line of scrimmage. So anyway, so the touchdown brought back, and the Vandals now have it, first down and 13 from the 43. Tumball fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, rolls to the outside, finds some room, gets ahead to about the 35. Pick up of about 8, and it'll bring up second down and 5. So the touchdown off the board on the penalty. And it's second down and about 5, maybe 4, just inside the 35-yard line of Gillespie. 5 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, opening quarter. Stumball with a snap, gets a pass away. Jordan Colburn near sideline. He gets ahead to the 20, about the 17 where he's brought down, and it will be a first down for the Vandals. First down for the Vandals, ahead to the 17. 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining opening quarter. 3 receivers line up left, 1 right. That's McCarty to the right. Gillespie jumped off sides of the Vandals, false started, one or the other, and it is an offsides against Gillespie. They had a man jump. You just always wonder if there was some movement on the line. And that's a 5-yard penalty, so it'll be first down and 5 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 12. First down and 5 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 12. 3 receivers line up to the left. That is Casey, DePew, and Colburn to the left. And it is McCarty to the right from the shotgun. Stumbaugh takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Hinton, keeps it himself. Not a whole lot there, maybe a yard. And it'll bring up second down. Tried to get off right tackle, nothing really there. And they're basically just going to put him back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 5. Second down and 5 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 12. 3 receivers again line up left. Same 3, Casey, DePew, and Jordan Colburn. 1 receiver to the right, that is McCarty. In the pistol formation this time for Stumbaugh. He takes a snap, gets a quick pass away. It's tipped. Coming in to catch it at about the 9-yard line was Andrew Casey. So he gets the catch. It's only about 3 yards, but it was tipped. You can see it dying quail in the air, and Andrew Casey came in and got it. So to bring up a 3rd down and 2. Kevin Matthews had been in on that last play. He comes out and back into the game is Dylan Hinton. 1 receiver lines up to the right. That's Casey. 2 receivers line up left. They will hand this one off to Hinton. He powers his way forward ahead to about the 4-yard line, so it will be first and goal for the Vandals down at the 4. First and goal from the 4 for the Vandals. 3 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. 2 receivers line up left. 1 right from the pistol is Quentin Stumbaugh. He fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, trying to get to the far corner of the end zone. Did he get there? I think he did. Yes. No, they're going to say he's out of bounds at the 1 on the far side of the field. He was trying to hit the pylon in the far corner, couldn't quite get there. Steps out of bounds at about the 1, and the Vandals will have 2nd and goal from the 1. 2nd down and goal from the 1. 1 receiver lines up. Actually, 2 will line up to the right, Colburn and Casey. And 1 to the left, that is DePew. But I'd be surprised if the Vandals don't keep it on the ground in some form here on a 2nd and goal from the 1. 3 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 2nd and goal from the 1. They'll hand it off to Dylan Hinton. He powers his way forward for the touchdown. And Dylan Hinton with a 1-yard run for the touchdown. With Dylan Hinton, the 1-yard TD run, and the Vandals now are back on the board. This is at the 3:18 mark here in the first quarter. Well, the Vandals lead it 13-0, 3:18 remaining in the third quarter, and Cole Durbin will get set to attempt the extra point. Snap is back, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Vandals now lead it 14-0. 14-0, the Vandals on top of the Gillespie Miners. Let's take a break on WKRV.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. The Vandals lead it 14-0, 3:18 remaining in the first quarter. Cole Durbin's kick this time shorter. It's at the 20. And Gillespie, return man, breaks one tackle, gets it ahead to about the 35. And that's where they will take over. That was Zayden Birch, the return man for Gillespie. And touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. That's Stumbaugh Heating and Air. So Gillespie with the football at their own 36-yard line. For their third possession of the night, they trail the Vandals 14-0. Wing T formation, one receiver lines up to the right. Again, they are going right to left here in this opening quarter. Shaw, their quarterback under center, puts a man in motion right to left and gives the handoff to their fullback. He's ahead to about the 38-yard line, pickup of two, maybe three. That is Dawson Morgan, their fullback. He is a 5'9", 190-pound senior. And again, the fullback sees a lot of carries out of that wing formation. Second down and 8 for Gillespie from their own 38. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. The Vandals leading it 14-0. Second down and 8 for the Gillespie Miners. Shaw under center. They run a tight wing. Guys really tight toward the line of scrimmage. Two receivers line up right to put a man in motion right to left. Quarterback Shaw is going to keep it himself, and there was no daylight at all. The Vandals closed in on him quickly and take him down for, at best, no gain, but it looks like he lost a yard or two. Caden Osborne right there. He gets a tackle, and it'll bring up third down and 9. The big thing when you got a running team and you can put them kind of behind the chains, put them off schedule a little bit, they're not able to get those bigger runs out of the wing spots when the veer runs. They're in a bit of a tough spot. Third down and 9 for Gillespie. Under center. And in motion, right to left. Nobody to go to. Shaw drops back to pass, and he's going to be sacked. He'll be brought down at the 34-yard line. Hinton in there for the Vandals. I think Osborne was back in there again. Also, Sam Bowers in that mix. As the Vandals get the sack, and it'll bring up fourth down and 12. So fourth down and 12 for Gillespie, 1:15 remaining in this opening quarter. Fourth down and 12. Snap is back. Punter is blocked. It is blocked, and it will roll out of bounds at the 45. So the Vandals block the punt. And it just squirted on. It actually got decent coverage. Now, I'm not sure if that's who it is. I just saw Coach Reinhardt congratulating Sam Bowers. I don't know if he's the one that got the block or not. But it is possible. So the Vandals take over at the Gillespie 45 after the block punt. Partially block punt. It did get some distance on it. Vandals traveling left to right for this next 59.6 seconds of the first quarter. They lead it 14-0. Three receivers left, one right. Stumbaugh gets it into the hands of McCarty. He's able to break a couple tackles, stays on his feet, ahead to about the 22-yard line. The field is clean. It'll be a first down for the Vandals. First down and 10 ahead to the Gillespie 21. Three receivers line up to the left. Lucas Bowers out there with Casey and DePue. The pass to the left side, trying to get it to Casey. And it was a little bit high. Andrew got a hand on it, I think. Toward the middle of the end zone, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals at the Gillespie 21-yard line. Three receivers line up left, one right. That's McCarty to the right. It is Casey, Bowers, and DePue to the left. Dumball fakes a handoff, keeps it himself. Gets it to the 15, to the 10. To the 5, to the corner of the end zone. He's knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. And that's where the Vandals will have it on a first and goal at about the 2. So first down and goal at about the 2. First down and goal for the Vandals at the 2. Vandals come out in more of a jumbo package. They're going to have Matthews and Hinton both in the backfield. With Quentin Stumball. He takes the snap, hands it off to Hinton. He powers his way ahead. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. Hinton's got two touchdowns tonight. And they lower his yards per carry average of 1 yard touchdown and a 2 yard touchdown. This one comes with 28 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And pending the extra point, the Vandals up 20-0. So Cole Durbin has three goals this week on the soccer field and now has 3 point afters good on the football field so far tonight. The Vandals up 21-0, 28 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
So the Vandals lead it 21-0. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are now your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Gillespie will catch it back at the 14 on the kickoff. This is Griffith, and he brings it ahead to the 30, and that's where the Miners will take over. So the Vandals with the 21-0 lead. So the Vandals lead it 21-0, 21.8 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Oh, I see what the kids' theme is tonight. Grinch. Okay, I think it's the Grinch Stole Christmas theme. They always have a theme, the student section does, for each game. But I saw a lot of wigs. They would be out of Whoville. That would be so a lot of the Whos from Whoville. Somebody will carve the roast beast later. So it is first down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 31 wing T formation. One receiver lines up, actually one on each side for Gillespie. They just stay very tight to the line of scrimmage. They put a man in motion right to left. Shaw drops the pass, rolls right. He's in some trouble trying to get free, and then he is hit from behind trying to scramble away. That is Bryce Hartley with the sack. Shaw is a left-handed quarterback. He rolls right. Of course, that means he's going to have to at some point square his body. And he was not going to get that kind of room and did not. And the Vandals have gotten a lot of pressure on him already tonight. That is the end of the opening quarter. We're going to take a break. Come back with more on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
Who knew Bob was such a grill master?
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Back here for the second quarter. And Gillespie will have the football, and it'll be a second down and 13 for the Gillespie Miners. We have not had a timeout yet, so we're going to get it to our timeout sponsors, Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Under center is Shaw, puts a man in motion. They pitch it to the man in motion, Griffith, and the Vandals are going to bring him down at about the 29. He tried to get to the outside and was not able to turn that corner, and the Vandals bring him down. Gillespie going left to right here in this second quarter, and it brings up a third down and 12, so no gain on that run by Colin Griffith. They flank one receiver way out far. Usually everything with Gillespie has run really tight to the line of scrimmage. Even the wings, sometimes you'll see those wings on the wing tier, the Veer offense are deeper, but they're pretty tight to the line of scrimmage with this offense. Man in motion is Griffith. They fake the handoff. Now they pitch it. And a little bit of room there ahead to about the 34. That is Dawson Lancaster for Gillespie. And he's going to get it ahead to about the 35, and it's going to be a fourth down and six. Fourth down and six for Gillespie. If you are Gillespie, down 21 to nothing at this point. Nope, they're going to punt. I thought they might go for it. But they are going to punt. Fourth down and six just underway in the second quarter. Fourth down and six from their own 35 for the Gillespie Miners. 10.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Snap is back. It's a good one this time. Kick is up high and short, and it goes out of bounds, straight out of bounds, about the 44. So it's going to be ahead to midfield where the Vandals will have it. So the officials will give it to the Vandals at midfield. So they've also gotten there's only 150. At their own 50 or the other 50, there's just 150 out there. So, so at midfield, the Vandals have it. Three receivers line up left, one right. Stumball from the pistol, drops back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It's Connor Depew. He nearly made a circus catch. It was underthrown. He had to come back to it a bit. He had his man beat. But when he had to come back to it, he basically had to go over the top of a Gillespie defender. And it's incomplete. It'll bring second down and 10. He made a catch like that a couple weeks ago where he had to come back and get it and was able to do it. This time he juggled it a little bit, couldn't quite hold on, and it'll be second down and 10. Three receivers line up left. That is Colburn, Depew, and Casey. To the left, McCarty to the right, the Vandals going right to left here in this second quarter. Second down and 10 from midfield. Stumball going to keep it himself, and he's going to be brought down about a three-yard gain. Went right through the middle of the line, and it'll bring up second down and 7. Third down and seven. So third down and seven coming. Boy, DePue had his man beat. That ball was closer than on the mark. That's a touchdown. Third down and seven from the Gillespie 47. Three receivers left, one right. Pistol formation. Stumball rolls left, gets a pass away. He puts plenty of mustard on this one. Two DePue, 10, 5, touchdown. Stumball to DePue, 47 yards, and the Vandals back on the board. At 9:34 remaining. Here in the second quarter, so at the 9:34 mark of the second quarter. And Cole Durbin gets set with the extra point for the Vandals. Snap is back, and the kick is up and good. Vandals lead it 28-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Touchdown sponsors brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Touchdown's also brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. The Vandals get set to kick it away, leading 28-0, 9 minutes, 34 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And Durbin's kick is a good one, pushes them back to the 11. And Gillespie's return man, a good return. He's going to be all the way out to about the 38-yard line before he is brought down. That is Zayden Birch. He's had a couple of nice returns for Gillespie. So Gillespie will have it all the way out to their own 38 after a nice return. So about a 28-yard return from where he caught the kick. First down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 38. Vandals lead it 28-0. Shaw under center, wing T formation. He does have one receiver out to his right. He's going left to right here in the second quarter. Shaw under center, man in motion from left to right. That is Birch, but instead they give it to the fullback. And he's going to be wrapped up at best, no gain. Bryce Hartley been there. Man, he's already had a big game. McCarty's in there. Bowers is in there. And that would be Tall Bowers, Lucas Bowers. And it is second and 10. And it was the fullback Dawson Morgan with the carry. Second down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 38. 8 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Vandals lead it 28-0. Shaw under center. Man in motion again. That is Birch. Shaw steps back one, then decides he's going to carry it himself. I think that was a design draw play. Nothing there again. Dylan Hinton in on that tackle for the Vandals. Also Gunner Major. The Vandals, who have been very good through the first 4 weeks against the run, have been again here tonight. Light still kind of just taking effect here in this one with this early 6 o'clock start. Sunset's about 6:45, about 10 minutes away. Third down and 10 for Gillespie. Two receivers line up right. That wing formation offense. Man in motion. Instead, they hand it to Dawson, the fullback, and he does have a pretty good carry. Gets it out to the 46-yard line, pickup of 7, maybe 8. And it will bring up a fourth down and two. So Gillespie, their best situation tonight, a fourth down and two from their own 46. They have not had a first down yet tonight. So they will go for it here on fourth down and two from their own 46. Shaw under center. They may try to draw the Vandals offsides, and they just did. So an offsides against the Vandals will give Gillespie their first down of the night. Vandals got a little over-anxious. They crept up to the line, expecting the run, and a long count from Shaw. And the Vandals commit the 5-yard penalty. Gillespie with their first down of the night and their first trip into Vandal territory ahead to the 49. So first down and 10 now from the Vandal 49 after the 5-yard penalty. Shaw under center. And in motion right to left. Dropping back to pass is Shaw. And he is brought down basically at the line of scrimmage. Scrambled a little bit, but that was after getting about 5 yards deep behind the line of scrimmage. Sam Bowers brings him down for the tackle. Looks like he picked up a yard. Second down and nine. Second down and nine for Gillespie from the Vandal, 48. 6 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals leading it 28 to nothing. Shaw under center. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. On a second and nine, he will hand it off to the running back. Pretty good run this time. Not bad, anyway. Head to about the 45. Pick up about three. So to bring up a third down and about six. So third down and six for Gillespie from the Vandal 45-yard line. They're halfway through the second quarter. Clock is running. Third down and six for Gillespie from the Vandal 45. Shaw under center. One receiver lines up right. And in motion now stops. They hand it off to the fullback again. And he's going to pick up maybe a yard on that one. Looks like it's going to bring up a fourth down and about five coming up. Dawson Morgan picking up about a yard. It'll bring up a fourth and five for Gillespie. They have already went for it once on fourth down, got the first down on an offsides penalty. Fourth down and five. An offsides penalty would presumably give them a first down again here. It's fourth and five. Fourth down and five from the Vandal 44. Shaw under center. And in motion. They give it to Morgan in the backfield, and the Vandals are going to bring him down for no gain, so the Vandals will take over at the 45. Gillespie went for it on fourth down, got it to the big fullback. Well, there wasn't much there for Morgan, nothing at all, actually, and the Vandals will take over at their own 45-yard line. Gillespie got a couple of nice carries, and they got the first down on the penalty. And the Vandals take over. Actually, they'll have it at their own 44. The Vandals take over, 4:48 remaining in the second quarter. They lead 28 to nothing. Three receivers line up left, one right. Stump off from the pistol. Gets a quick pass out. That's to Andrew Casey. Andrew looking for some room to run. Breaks the tackle. He's to the 40, to the 35 before he is brought down, but he fumbles. And Gillespie has it, or was he down? No, they're going to say it's a fumble. So Casey lost it, and it is a fumble. No, yep, they got together. The officials got together. So the Vandals with the fumble, and it is a lost fumble. So Gillespie will have the football back after the turnover by the Vandals. Casey had a nice game, got hit by multiple Gillespie Miners on the tackle and just lost the football. So first and 10 for Gillespie from their own 34. So they get it right back. Shaw, two receivers to his left, puts a man in motion. They pitch it to the man in motion. And he is going to be brought down in the backfield. The man in motion was Lancaster. And he's brought down by Cole Yarborough at a three-year loss. Second down and 13 for Gillespie back at the 31. Second down and 13 for Gillespie back at their own 31-yard line. 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. The Vandals with the 28-0 lead. Coach Clay talking to the official on the side here. Not sure what he is asking about. Second down and 13. And in motion, then stops. That's got to be a false start. They had two men moving. Got to be a false start. They had two men moving at once. Gillespie had two men in motion. I believe you can do that in the Canadian Football League. But we are not in Saskatoon. So it is second down and 18 from their own 26-yard line. Or Saskatchewan. Let's see, Toronto's the Argonauts. Saskatchewan's the Rough Riders. Second down and 18. Shaw under center. And in motion. They do not give it to him. Shaw drops to pass, and he's brought back down for the sack. He had no time at all to get anywhere. He dropped back to pass, and again, he dropped, kind of went to his right. Being a left-handed quarterback, he's going to have to square himself, and there's no time for that. Sam Bowers with the sack. And it's third and 25. You know, sometimes you get something. They call it a parrot victory when you win, but you don't really win. That's kind of what Gillespie got here when they got the fumble. It didn't. They got the fumble and they got the ball, but it didn't go very well after that. They lost 15 yards on the play, so it's a parrot victory is what they will call that a lot of times. Third down and 25 from their own 19. Shaw hands it off. This is the fullback getting ahead to about the 25, Dawson Morgan. So he does pick up decent yardage on that, but it still brings up fourth down at about 20. And we've got a timeout. So the Vandals are going to take a timeout, I believe. So the Vandals will take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. There at 740 West Orchard Street in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmartinsurance.com. Kmart Insurance, protect your legacy. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They also are your certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535 or stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire in Vandalia. So timeout by the Vandals. And the Vandals looking at a fourth down at about 19 coming up. That is a Pyrrhic victory, P-Y-R-R-H-I-C. Victory is a Pyrrhic victory is a victory that inflicts a devastating toll on the victor. Pyrrhic victory. Low snap, it bounces, and the punter is in trouble, and he's just going to have to run it. And he is just praying he can run it and get some yardage, but he ends up just getting to the 30, and the Vandals will take over there. It was a low snap, it bounced to him. And the Vandals will take over at about the Gillespie 30. Vandals have a blocked punt tonight, nearly blocked another. And Gillespie's had a couple of snap issues on their punt. So the Vandals take over, first down and 10 from the Gillespie 32, 2:11 to go until halftime from the pistol. Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back, passes away. It is caught and ahead to the 19-yard line for the Vandals. That is Brody Matthews. With the catch. I think I said Devin earlier. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals. That would be Brody Matthews, not Devin. Devin's been out of school for a while. Brody Matthews, first down and 10 for the Vandals. On the catch and ahead to the 18. Dunbar drops back to pass. He is going deep. He's got a man in the corner. That is Connor DePew, near or corner in the end zone, but he could not come up with a catch. Incomplete. And it will bring up a second down and 10 from the 18. It was deep in that corner. Kind of a fade route in a way. Second down and 10. Three receivers line up for the Vandals to the left. Casey, DePew, and Kendall Nestrick rolling to his left. Stumball pass away, caught on the tip, and it stays in bounds down at about the 3. Connor DePew was off his hands, and it went to Nestrick. And ahead to about the 3, it'll be first and goal for the Vandals. So off the pew, Nestrick comes up with it. And a first down and goal for the Vandals. First and goal for the Vandals. 3 receivers line up right this time. Dunbar takes the snap. He's going to run it himself, looking for room. He's got it ahead to the end zone. Touchdown. And it is a touchdown for Stumball. And the Vandals now lead it 34-0. Stumball. With the touchdown. Comes at the 1:33 mark here in the second quarter. And the Vandals now lead it 34-0 pending the extra point. Cole Durbin will be attempting the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Vandals lead it 35-0. So the Vandals lead 35-0. 1 minute, 33 seconds remaining, second quarter. Take a break on WKRV.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, I'm Pat Click from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumball Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumball is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax service to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Durbin on the kickoff, caught at the 15 by Gillespie. And they're able to break a tackle, get it ahead to about the 33, and that's where the Miners will take over with 1 minute and 27 seconds remaining in the first half.
First with the return, first and 10, Miners.
First down and 10 for Gillespie coming up from their own 33-yard line. The Vandals lead it 35-0, and they will have the ball on the first possession in the second half. 1 minute, 27 seconds remaining. Shaw looking to the sideline. Play clock at 20. Vandals have been very strong against the run here tonight. Shaw under center. Wing T formation. Puts a man in motion right to left. Gives it to the fullback, and he gets ahead to about the 36-yard line. Dawson Morgan, their fullback, and fullbacks are usually pretty busy in the wing. Pick up of about 3, maybe 4. We'll call it 4. Second and 6. Second and 6 for Gillespie from their own 37. And we are inside a minute remaining until halftime. Second down and 6 from their own 37-yard line, Gillespie. One receiver lines up right. And in motion back to Griffith, they give it to Dawson again, the fullback. He tried to get off right tackle this time, but there wasn't anything there. Bryce Hartlieb again in on the tackle. Joined by Sam Bowers. Hartlieb, man, he's already had, what, a sack and at least two tackles for loss. Third down and five coming up for Gillespie. Play clock at 25, play clock at game clock at 13. Gillespie will get off this one last play. They pitch it to Griffith, who got outside, and then he slips and falls at about the 38 on the near sideline. Did not get out of bounds, and the clock will run out. So the Vandals have a very strong first half. Offensively, yes. Defensively, definitely. And the Vandals lead it 35 to nothing here at halftime.